Blog Talk Radio.
Monday night, New York, Mad or Glad Monday, Inner Sight, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion.
Yeah.
Well, there's got to be a big mad on the part of many, many people. I know we got one right here.
You got me too.
Center for Disease Control announced, well, first they said 600,000. Now they have appeared to either somebody made a boo-boo error, a big error, or
it's a big
error. Or they did it on purpose, I don't know. But it's the new number, supposedly, around 6,000 people after being fully vaccinated, I stress that, fully vaccinated, have come down with the virus. Now, an earlier report said a lot more, but also in subsequent reports, and I listen to CNBC, which means it's on the big network, they're saying that the hospitals are filling up with people coming down with the virus.
And isn't this supposed to be blocking us? It's like a false sense of security.
Yeah, the hospitals are filling up. And, you know, who knows? If there's 6,000 who have come down with the virus, fully vaccinated, you know that number is going to go up.
Yeah.
You know, with all the people that have been affected and with the hospitals filling up.
Yeah.
So you're not getting a truthful answer from these people. They keep changing things. They contradict themselves. You know? You really got to learn how to protect yourself. Because now who in their right mind is going to want to take a chance with this stuff? And how do you know which vaccine that they've been fully vaccinated with?
Yeah, right. Or is even
you don't know that.
People
and then another mad.
One. Yeah.
What?
People are saying one over the other, but I'm not going to advertise them. But it's really bizarre how, you know, I don't know. I just sit down and I shake my head at the craziness that they allow to happen. You know.
Well, another mad is the fact that Johnson & Johnson, which is one of the biggest drug companies, have opted to put warning on the stuff rather than get rid of it. People have died from blood clots with that one. So, you know, it's been reported.
Fine.
So, right there, it tells you that they don't give a damn about people. They only care about the money.
They took it down. They took it away.
Took what away?
The Johnson & Johnson vaccination. It's been taken, you know.
Now they say they're not using it anymore?
Yeah. Correct.
When was that?
That was earlier.
I didn't hear that. Last I heard, they were going to put a warning on it.
Yeah, they decided against it. That was earlier in the afternoon.
Well, so there's another contradiction that they went from a warning. Now you say you heard that they're not using it.
Yep.
Now which is it?
No, I think it's the warning because there was a lot of different things were coming up that way. Hold on, let me just type in Johnson & Johnson warning and see if I get anything.
Well, I just said that. There's a warning. And you just told me they removed it from the market.
I'm sorry. Johnson & Johnson pulling the vaccine.
Well,
yep,
there seems
vaccine.
To be another another contradiction there.
You know, they pulled the vaccine.
You know. I mean,
the FDA pulls the vaccine.
Where does it say that?
Right online that I'm reading it. Hold on.
Because that's not on, I didn't hear that on the news, but.
It says it's... Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Wait a minute here. Let me make sure I got it right here. According to the data from the CDC, FDA, and Dr. What's this guy's name? I don't know. The vaccine has not been recalled. I don't know what the time was that last. Yeah, I know.
That's what I just said.
I just read it now, but then earlier today it says it has. So I don't know which
you
is.
See. So you can't believe these damn liars.
No,
they can't. They lied. They're making shit up. Excuse me.
I know what you're saying.
They're making crap up.
As they go lying.
Now, are they lying about the number? The 6,000 number?
I don't know.
Usually when they announce these things at a number, most times it's a lot more than what they're telling you. So beware. I mean, beware. Be careful. You know, don't put any more poison in your body than you have to. That's the principle. That's the message that we want to give out. You know, I mean, it's crazy. You know, and on top of it, millions of people who are visually impaired, you go down to get that stuff, or even learning I'm going to put learning disabled people in there too. You go down to get that stuff, and they hand you material that you can't even read. Where's the ADA on that? How come we're not protected?
Nowhere. I didn't, you know, they don't give you the bottle. They give you even I went for just, you know, a different vaccine, and I went there, and I didn't get anything that was in readable format for me.
No, you couldn't read it.
Nope.
Oh, is that a violation of a law?
Yes, it is. You know why? Because I should have been able to read at least.
That's being covered over.
Yep.
You know what I would say?
Yep.
Give everybody something they can't read.
Oh, I would love to.
And let's see what happens. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
They'd never get away with it because most people are protected. But we're not. All right. Inner Sight putting out a warning, you know, to stay away from that stuff because it's going to most likely make you worse.
I have a feeling, don't get me, you know, it hasn't been manifested yet, but I just have a real funky feeling that you're not going to be able to go anywhere or do anything or even be employed if you don't have this stupid vaccine. I only have one.
They'll never get away with that. How are they going to get away with that with this warning out?
Yeah, right. I don't know how they're going to do it.
They'll never get away with that.
They really need to do more testing, like we talked about when we started with this whole mess.
Yeah, well they're testing in on the public.
Yes, they are. And
that's what they're doing.
Has said that. Yeah.
They're doing here what they should have done
in the lab.
In the laboratory.
That's right.
You know, and I believe that is probably illegal.
Yeah.
You know. Anyway, we got to get a. It'd be nice to get a health lawyer on the show and.
Oh, yeah,
what,
if they know more about it, could explain and stuff like that.
See what's going on with that, you know. But common sense, world.
Yeah.
That's what you got to use. Common sense.
Yeah.
You know, that's what isn't being applied here.
Yeah, I'd say that.
All right, Inner Sight, when we come back, I want to talk about the local... independent living. No matter, glad. And we'll tell you what's going on with that. Inner Side Around the World, and brought to you by Kennedy Realty at 631-888-1186. I want to thank Mr. Kennedy for his $100 donation.
Thank you,
Inner Sight. And, you know, you want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info, give Mr. Kennedy a call. He's very knowledgeable about real estate. 631-888-1186 on the Kennedy Realty. And our deepest condolences, by the way, to the Foster family.
Yeah.
Yesterday,
the anniversary.
I believe yesterday,
yes,
the anniversary of Corey's death.
Yeah.
All right, around the world, Inner Sight, and the Big East, the Akita Rescue. The Akita, a little bear. I got the biggest compliment on my dog the other day when I was in the local coffee place.
Yeah.
And this woman said that my dog accused her, I'm going to use that word sarcastically, accused her of being a puppy. And I said, yes, you're right, she is a puppy.
Aww.
I told her how old she was. She couldn't believe it.
She
so
looks
I
like
got
a puppy in her face. She really does.
All right.
Your dog,
Inner Sight,
dog definitely has it.
Quiet.
Oh,
Big East, the Akita Rescue, around the world. Big East, AkitaRescue.org. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, 609-388-7004. You want to dial them up or go to the website. Adopt an Akita, greatest dog on the planet. All right. Inner Sight told you right here. Let's see. All the beautiful children of the world. Corey, Avante, little Tommy, and Ollie Campbell, all the others. We remember them every night. And this Thursday we'll be remembering Corey around his birthday. All right. Inner Sight. Remind you, go an extra mile for a child. Take care of the children. Watch over them. Let's see, what else we got? I want to thank Olga Murray, who is the clerk for the town here in Islip, New York, for her $50 donation. Appreciate that. And I want to thank the Islip cleaners, my buddy Danny. $100 donation. So we got a couple of donations coming in. It's nice.
Yeah.
And Sal from the, they changed the name of that restaurant. It used to be Sunset, so I think it's still
there. What did they change it to?
What?
What did they change it to?
I don't know. But we'll find out. But my buddy Sal, well, I believe it's the Sunset Restaurant. And he's going to be sending a donation.
Okay.
All right. So there we have thanking some of the people who help Inner Sight. And some of those people, Good Mojo Printers, Sutton Insurance, Beccaro's Italian Tavern, Touro Law Center have all helped us in the past, and we appreciate that. Remember them. Hey, James Bahamonde is a civil rights lawyer. If you have any questions about that, 516-783-9662. And let's see, if you need dog food, cat food, or medical, call Nobody Starves on Long Island. And my buddy Gary, 631-484-3085. Phone number. And if you're unable to pick the food up for some reason, you know, talk to him about that. He'll try to accommodate you. 631-484-3085. 3085 phone number. And we thank Gary for his help. All right, let's see the Long Island Connection on the Facebook. Another group that tries to make up for some of the things the agencies don't do, and there's a lot of that.
Yeah.
All right. I want to thank them. And my buddy Danny, who called me today, and we're trying to get the release printed up and accepted.
Cool.
You know, I spoke with Newsday today. They got it. Now the question is, will they use it?
That's another question.
So we'll find out. My buddy Mark at Newsday, I want to thank Mark, and I want to thank Danny from the Long Island Coalition.
Yes, thank you.
Appreciate his help. And he did tell me that he has no problem writing other news releases. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
We appreciate Dan as a good new friend to Inner Sight.
Yes, he is.
All right, how about the Able News? You got that?
Yeah, I got that. Able is a newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two managers, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right. Don't forget to sign our petition. Nursing homes kill people, and the one on the service dog schools to license the schools, and we are working on a response to the fact that Senator Boyle cannot get support to draft the bill. So we'll keep you informed about that. I'm calling all the committee members, and we're going to have a response. All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday, and you know, we got these independent living centers in every state, all over this country, and they really haven't done much to make a difference. And I'll tell you one big reason why I say that.
Mm-hmm.
There's no enforcement of the American Disability Act in our regard. There's no teeth in it. You know, there's no money behind it. And it shows you what the government and these agencies think of us. And I believe it's gotten so bad that the people who work for the independent living, most of them disabled, are taking advantage of other disabled people.
Yeah, because
and just taking
I'll tell
in
you
all
why.
That money, taking in all that money, and they can't really do anything because their hands are tied by the state.
Yeah, I was just about to say it.
Yeah, so
I mean,
I've had differences with my local group here on Long Island.
Yeah, so have I.
And they sent me an email to do a survey, consumer survey.
Uh-oh.
You know, and they wanted to know how satisfied I was. Well, I couldn't even open the email, for one thing. So I'm not satisfied with that. You know, and by the way,
they are basics of it.
They can't open my emails either.
I know.
They used to be able to open my email.
I know.
And the state removed some kind of whatever from them, and now they can't. All right? Does that make sense?
I know that they can remove, like just even the what do they call those? The ability to hear your emails, and that's it. It's gone. It's done. You can't even do anything about it.
Huh. Well, whatever it is, if they're dealing with disabled people, they should
be
able
to
open a person's email.
Yeah.
All right.
Whatever
to be
a normal person can do, a disabled person should be able to do it comfortably with assistance. By assistance, I mean with the stuff that is supposed to be there for us. That's what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, how can they communicate with people? You know? So anyway, I went to them a while back. And they said to me, oh, would you like us to advocate for you for the accessible pedestrian signals? Now, those are the walk signals world that are automated. They talk. They let you know when to cross, when not to cross, and how much time you have. And they also let you know what street you're crossing, the name of the street or the avenue, all right? So I said, all right, go ahead, you know, do what you're going to do, you know. So they went ahead and this person wrote a letter, and I never heard from them.
Yeah.
Until, I don't know, over a year later, when I found out accidentally that she never sent the letter.
It
got lost someplace.
Oh my!
Right. Now, they had recently. This is a month ago or so. They recently had somebody else call me. Who's going to write a letter? All right, and this guy tells me, "Oh, I'm going to keep bugging them until they do it." I said, "Well, you shouldn't have to do that." You know, and I went off on this thing. What we really need is enforcement. You know?
That's true.
Why don't you do something about that and help us get enforcement? So he went back to a lawyer, and he got back to me, and he said, "Oh, there's nothing we can do about that."
That's lovely.
He checked with a lawyer. You know.
Yeah. No.
And I knew the answer. I said, "Well, I know there's nothing you can do about that. Why don't we do something about it? You know, why don't we have a news conference and let everybody know that there's no enforcement?" "Oh, we can't do that.
It's nothing."
You know? So there goes that thing out the window. Now, I still haven't heard. The light still isn't up. And I've been to all the legislators and all this other garbage. It doesn't mean a damn thing.
Yeah.
Because there's no enforcement. You see, when you go to a politician and they don't have any power, they're not going to do a damn thing because they're going to look like an ass. See how that works? They have to have jurisdiction. They have to have power, the politician. Otherwise, they can't do a damn thing. They can suggest to somebody, well, what the hell good is that? You know? It's been suggested on this pedestrian signal, for my case, for years. Where did it get me? Not only me, all the other people have to walk around, can't read the damn light. So there you have that situation. Independent living, horrible, right here in Suffolk County. New York needs to be changed the way they do things. Now, the other situation where my co-host on my television show, Regina, who you heard the other night on here, was denied a guide dog, three schools.
Yeah.
I don't know, they must have raised at least $250,000 between the three of them. Kept the money, never gave her the dog, you know. Independent living doesn't do a damn thing about that.
Yeah.
You know, they won't even put the stories up on their website. I tried to get them to put a story up on their website about My Guide Dogs Medical, that the public raises, and Animal Medical in New York City donates it to the blind person who trains the dog on their own. They won't do anything about that. I met with the director of Independent, Delgado. I'm going to put it up on my website. I'm going to do. He hasn't done a damn thing, to my knowledge. So there's another thing that they can't help with. They're restricted. They're restricted by the state and the government. They're not allowed to join with any other organization for the disabled to help. So what good are they? I mean, a lot of money is given to these independent living centers every year. But it doesn't do us any good. Then you got this business with the nursing home situation. It's horrible. Where they have these programs, and by their own admission, most people die before the program works.
Case in point, my mom.
Yeah, so you have the people passing away. The agency evidently keeps the money. I don't know, maybe they have to give it back. I don't know. But they certainly don't help the person whose relative has passed away.
Yeah.
You know, pay for the funeral, et cetera.
Yeah.
You know? So what good is that? And then most people, they claim that they've gotten thousands of people out of nursing homes. How many of those people remain out? How many of those people are controlled by the state and wind up back in the nursing home? Happens every day of the week. All right. Because they're not independent. They're depending on the state. So there's another feature of the independent living that hasn't done a damn thing. What they should do is adopt this idea of Volunteer Plus that we came up with. But they can't do that because the state won't let them. They'd make the state look bad.
Yeah.
How are you going to make somebody look bad who gives you money?
That's true.
Anyway, that's the independent living. That's a definite man. I'm leaving the door open because I'm hoping that they'll find some way to change the way they do things, because this way doesn't work at all.
No, it doesn't. They should just take private donations.
What?
You know? They should just take private donations.
Yeah, well, that's part of it. Sure, they should take private donations. But they've taken all that money from the state. You know, I don't even know now if they've changed a lot of the rules. I don't even know if they're allowed to raise money.
I don't know.
Living. I don't hear of any fundraisers anymore. I think they cut that out. You know? And everything seems to be so secretive with them, too.
Yes.
And by the way, other people have told us on air and off air that they're not happy with the independent living.
Yeah. Oh,
every person I talk to has told me the same thing.
Yeah, I know. I've been there listening.
That they haven't helped them.
Nope.
All right, in the site, Managlad, 213-816-1650 if you want to call in. Anything you're mad about or glad about, keep it clean, otherwise we're going to kick you off.
Let me see who's calling.
None of this bogus stuff.
Well, that's right.
All right.
I just want to see who's on. Hold on.
Any phone calls?
Yeah, I'm waiting for it to load up. Hold on.
You're waiting for it to light up? What is it, Christmas?
To load up. We have Maureen.
All right. What happened to our anonymous caller?
They're there. I'm thinking it might be Danny.
I don't know. Is it just a listener listening, right?
A listener, yes.
All right. Let's get Maureen on Mad or Glad Monday.
Okay, here's Maureen.
Inner Sight Live.
Hi, guys. How are you tonight?
Hi, sweetheart.
Good, good.
How's everything?
Okay, I guess.
Well, yeah, Frank called me before to tell me about the newest news about the vaccine.
Oh, God.
I'm so sick of this whole... I'm so sick. I can't turn on the radio anymore, how they... I can't. It's... One
it's,
thing after
it's
the next...
It's taken over by news. I'm sorry.
They said before, like, every country has, like, they had the COVID, and then they put some good news, but here they just kept harping on everything bad, you know? It's just, I can't listen to it anymore. I can't. I'm so sick of it. As much as I was sick about the virus, I think I'm sicker about hearing about the vaccine. I heard Dr. Calipay last night.
You needed to replace it with, huh? Oh, you listened to it?
Replace it with what?
Well, they got to replace the pandemic with the vaccine. You understand? It's a. I think it's their addiction.
I know it really is like an addiction with them. It really. I heard Dr. Calipay on last night, but I missed the part where somebody was asking about the vaccine and the RNA.
No.
And the,
yeah.
Well, I don't know. I'm not taking it, and I don't think I'll let her get the next one either. I really don't.
Yeah.
Just too much stuff going on. Too much, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just glad you're not taking it.
That's true.
Right there.
That's a glad.
There's an example.
The second one. I'm not taking the second one. At least I have 80. According to them, I have, quote, 80% coverage. So good.
Yeah, but
that's
that only lasts a couple of months.
Good. Let it only last a couple of months. Maybe by then they'll have a better vaccine. Out.
Yeah, right.
Or they'll all be being recalled or something.
Yeah, who knows?
Or they'll all be being recalled for
something. Or maybe by then we'll have herd immunity. I hope that happens.
Yeah, I just I hope we have herd immunity and we have heard enough of it then.
You might have herd immunity right now and they're not telling people.
That's true. Yeah.
Exactly.
True.
Exactly. Well, you know, like I say, they said the other day 3 million people in the world have had it, which is horrible, 3 million people. But we live in a world of 7 billion. So isn't that kind of a low fraction? I mean, I've never been great at math, but I can at least figure that
like
one out.
It's like saying if 3 million have it, you just multiply it more because it's like having, one... I'm going to say it this way. One cucaracha, you have more.
Okay.
That's what it's saying.
Sounds about right to me.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, 7 billion with a B. People live in the world. That to me is still kind of a low amount, but I don't know. I'm just so tired of hearing about this garbage. Today I went into the store because, you know, I'm going to see my mom Monday.
Yeah.
I don't have any surgical. I have the cloth ones, which they don't. You know, they want the other ones. So.
They want to
and my
the other one?
Roommate will bring some home because he's going for the cancer treatment. So he brings some home, but he won't be back till Monday night. So,
you're asking for the other ones?
I'm sorry, Susan?
You're asking for the other ones?
Well, I go into the store today, and I ask for the regular, you know, the original ones, the surgical or whatever the heck they're called. So I said, do you have the ones like he has? And I pointed to my roommate. So they kind of act with these ones that look like, best way to describe it is a bra cup.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've seen them? You know the ones I mean?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. And they're
okay.
blue
now,
or white or whatever color you can get it in.
Oh, well, I didn't even care about the color because I knew I wasn't good. Because when you get to the nursing home, well, they'll give me another one anyway because she asked last time did I want a new one. And, but there's no way
yeah.
this plastic bra cup thing was going to go have the other one on top of it.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's just gotten too stupid. I mean, the things people are wearing, the things people are... And in Texas and Florida,
yeah,
it's going down. So why is New York so stupid?
I don't know. I really don't.
And it is going down in New York, actually. It really is going down. It's only 4.something% now, I think, which is great. But
yeah,
some people just want to keep it going, you know?
Yeah.
What are they doing about the masks in Texas and Florida? Do you still have people wearing them?
No, he did away with it, Abbott.
Florida.
And,
Florida did.
Some,
I know that.
Some places, I think, still ask for it, like in the stores and stuff. In Florida,
they did
been,
away with
like,
it,
pretty much normal for a while. A lot of states have done away with some of the mandates. Not just those two. A lot of states have done away with it. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, I don't
yeah.
see how they're going to get people to wear this mask over the summer with all the, you know, this, if everything opens up. You know, a lot of people are going
yeah.
to rebel
well,
against
can't.
That.
I can't.
Yeah,
I literally cannot breathe. I literally
I
cannot
think.
Breathe with them. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't breathe with them.
Yes, yeah,
mm-hmm. I really can't. And I'm sure people, like they were saying something about people and, having low oxygen levels and stuff. Mm.
Oh, yeah. I've had a couple of low oxygen levels because I already have low oxygen levels. I'm on oxygen. And then when you put the mask on, it makes it much more difficult to breathe.
Right. I mean, I can't breathe with it. I'm sorry, I cannot breathe with it. So, I mean, I'm not going to kill myself not breathing. But something
right.
I may never get, and thank God I haven't gotten it so far in the past 14 months that this garbage is
yeah.
or whoever knows. It actually was around before that. They say it could have been out in August of 19, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, I'm just like I say, I'm so sick of hearing all of it, and I just hope no more people get sick and die from the vaccines as well as the virus.
Regular virus.
And, you know? And, like, they're
yeah.
going, oh, the, you know, you're safe. And, well, that's that to the people that got the blood clots. You know? Those poor people.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Both are, yeah,
yeah,
for both they should be safe.
Yeah, I mean, even six people that got it, it's not 100%. And, you know, even if a lot of people it was tested on, but...
Well, how many have died out of the 6,000 who have been fully vaccinated? They're not telling you that.
Oh, they won't tell you that.
We'll never be.
It'll be found out maybe
not
eventually.
Now, anyway.
It will be, but not now. They got to enjoy their joyride, Frank.
Oh, the number's going to get bigger, obviously.
Yeah, it will.
For what? The numbers for?
For that.
The
for
people
the
who have.
Yeah.
You mean?
Been fully vaccinated who came down with the virus.
Mm-hmm. Well, the AstraZeneca was not approved here in the U.S., but we've given doses of it to Canada.
Oh, great.
So what are they being used as guinea pigs? I mean, you know.
Yeah, whoever puts their hands up, I guess.
I mean, if it's not good enough here, why would it be... I just can't. I can't. And then you're gonna have to have a vaccination every year, like a Tamiflu type thing. And,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
We never. My mom and I never went in for any of those flu shots, anything. In fact, they used to give them out free at her work. And
this
one lady goes, "Why am I doing this to myself every year? Because every year I get it and I get the flu." We never touched any of that stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm here.
Just really tired of it all, really, you know?
Yeah. I thought you said hello. I'm like, yeah, I'm here.
I just am tired of the whole deal, you know.
I know, you must be.
Yeah, my poor mom, I mean, she's there, bored to death, and so hopefully everything works out, and, you know.
Hopefully it does, I think it will.
Yeah, I hope so, you know.
Just get her out as soon as you can, okay?
I'm sorry, Susan?
Just get her out as soon as you can.
I know.
That's
going to
be the hardest part, you know?
Yeah, I know. As long as
we're together, when does the baseball season start, Maureen?
Oh, it started already. The Mets are doing good. The Mets are in first place.
When was opening day?
April 1st for the Mets. They're doing really great, and the Yankees are doing lousy this year. So. Yeah, they're like already
do they
3 weeks
have,
in. Well, the Mets were. I'm sorry.
Do they have audience or no?
I don't think so.
Different amounts in different stadiums here. It's, I don't know, 20%. I don't know. They are letting the fans in though. Yeah.
Small audience.
Yeah.
Which is
small amount.
Yeah,
probably.
Which is nice. At least that's a little normalcy, you know. So, the Mets had a few postponements with rain, and then the other day they were in Colorado, it snowed. But they're doing good, but the Yankees are doing bad this year. I think they're like 5-10, the Yankees, or something like that. But,
That's pretty good.
I'm enjoying listening to that at times rather than that crap. You know, takes your mind off it.
All right, Inner Sight, Matt or Glad Monday, by the way, 213-816-1650 if you want to call in, sound out about what you're mad about or glad about. All right, Maureen, anything else? Well, when are you going to see your mom again?
Going to see her on Monday.
Okay.
A week from today?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a week from today.
Okay.
All right, well, that's a glad anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's for sure.
God bless. I hope everything runs well and smooth, and hopefully they'll get you a place to, you know, bring her and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that
that
one that you signed up for in Long Island. That'd be cool.
Yeah. Well, whatever comes up first and it's the best, that's what, you know, we'll go for. You know, as long as we're together, that's, I can't think of
you
her.
Signed up for
an
apartment in Long Island?
The Brookhaven one, you mean, that time?
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to get that, because you know what they said for that one? We checked it the other day, that Brookhaven. It said they're giving it mainly to people who are residents or who work there.
We better check
I had Michelle
that.
From
I don't
Helping
know how
Hand.
They, get away with that, but.
Yeah, I helped Michelle.
Can't.
I had Michelle
I'm gonna check it out. I'm going to check it out.
Yeah. Because it said you had a check after April 15th. So she checked it out. It did say that on the application, too. It said that's who they were going to mainly, you know, you could send it in anyway, but that's what who was going to have
preference,
you
know?
Yeah,
I
got to
check it out.
So we're doing the other one, too, so...
Which other one now?
The original one in New Rochelle.
Oh, the New Rochelle, okay.
Yeah, so whatever, you know, is to be, hopefully is to be, and we can be together, because that's the main thing at this point, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Just have to,
certainly is.
So, yep.
All right, so let us know, keep us posted, you know, and we'll...
Yeah.
Help you as much as we can.
Oh, definitely.
Inner sight.
Okay,
all right, we're gonna move on.
Yes.
Right. Take care, guys.
With
take
the Matt or Glad Monday.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye bye.
All right. Let's see. Television Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit. And Thursday night, 7:30, Channel 20, Inner Sight.
And
we still got the reruns up there. So,
Alcula wants to speak.
Bear with us. What?
Alcula would like to speak.
Oh, all right. Hold on, Cola.
Okay.
Inner Sight Matter Glad Monday. And let's see, tomorrow night's open mic. What's the title for Wednesday? You have the title for Wednesday?
Yeah, I do. Hold on.
Wednesday night, we're going to do a program on service dogs, but it's a different
slant.
Different idea. So
it
I
was
get
about
the,
how you train your dog on your own. And it, we didn't get write down an actual title, but I wrote down the possible show.
What'd you write down?
Let me write it down. Well, hold on. Let me make sure this is right.
All right. Inner Sight Wednesday night. By the way, the American Council for the Blind has a piece on their website.
Here, I got it.
You want to train your guide dog on your own.
Yeah. Agencies for the disabled should insist that service dog schools are licensed.
Okay. So that's the idea of Wednesday's show. It's not just giving people ideas about how to train the dog. It goes further.
But it came off of that. Yeah, it came off of that title that we've done before. So we're furthering our series, I should say.
Well, the idea
we might have
is
more.
The idea of Wednesday's show is that the agencies that know that a person has been denied a service dog should be helping that person.
Right.
Because that's not happening.
And that's
that
not
is
at all
not
happening.
And it should
nope.
be.
Yep.
It should be. You know, so we're going to talk about that Wednesday night and give our ideas.
Yeah.
You know, and one big point is why should the service dog schools raise $100,000, train a person, deny them a dog, and keep the money?
That's right.
And the other agencies, the agencies that recommended the person in many cases, don't do a damn thing about it.
Yeah. I'd
so
like
we're
going to
talk
why.
About that.
I'd like
Wednesday.
To know why the agencies allow them to keep the money, too. You know, I feel that they are partly to blame.
Well, they don't have any authority over that, but they should be helping the person.
Yeah.
Which would be a big plus.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, why, you know, well, we'll talk about it on Wednesday. But Thursday we're going to honor Corey Foster.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
For his birthday. All right, so we have another caller?
Let me get him. Yep, hold on.
Inner Sight. Matter Glad Monday.
Okay. My phone locked out. I hate when that happens. All right, hang on. Yes, here he comes, or she comes by the war.
Inner Sight, welcome. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Danny. How you doing?
Hey, Dan, how you doing?
You coming in on Skype?
I don't know where I'm coming in.
Okay. Your number came in as all ones, so it's probably the system. Don't worry about it.
The other day, I'm going to mad about something. The other day, I ended up going, I know somebody in jail, and I ended up going to find out where they were, right? And the representative from Suffolk County Correctional Facility picked up the phone and left. I'm like, this ain't no equality.
Were you going to go visit this person?
Yes, I was. And they picked up the phone and left. because I wanted information.
That's
about
crazy.
About visiting hours?
Yeah. Where
yeah,
they were
so what
located,
did they say that?
Where they were located.
Yeah.
Like, what's his name? He looks it up and I can hear him in the background. Listen, like, I'm not a real person.
Oh, God.
Well, how do you know they were laughing at you?
I could just feel, you know how you could just feel it and feel it when they're, when people don't have courtesy?
Well, you may or may not be right, but if you're not satisfied, you know, with the person, I would, if, you know, you call back, get the supervisor.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I would.
I shouldn't have to go through the whole
of course
going
you shouldn't
gambit.
None of us should, but, you
None
know, it happens
should.
All the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's definitely,
yeah, we, all
if the person was laughing at
similar.
You because they thought you had, you know, you had a funny voice or whatever, I would say, yeah, that's a match, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
It's not
I,
right.
I can't help the way
no,
I
you
speak.
Can't. No, you can't.
You don't have that much of a bad voice.
I've,
no,
heard,
but
I've heard a lot worse.
I'm just saying.
Just
so
say, you know.
You know.
Are you going to visit?
Actually,
when are you going to go?
I understand what you're saying.
Wait a minute. Hold on. When are you going to go visit, Dan?
It turns out that as of tomorrow, they're moving upstate.
Oh.
So.
They're moving them.
We don't need
them. You won't
be
able
harder.
To see them.
No, not easy.
I don't need to go see them in Suffolk.
Oh, so you're going to go upstate and see them? Or no?
That's up in the air.
Okay.
Yeah.
Will you let us know if you have trouble? I don't know what we can have. We can help, but we could try.
I'll be Suzanne.
Yeah. Let us know. All right, you have a right to see somebody that you want to see.
Yep. That, okay.
No. All right.
No,
they didn't deny you the right to visit, right?
Hell no.
All right.
That's all that matters. And
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I just thought it was Monday, so might as well jump in on this.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of stupidity in this world.
Yeah,
you know.
There is.
You know.
Okay.
All right,
Dan.
Well,
thanks for
thank
for
you,
telling
Dan.
That story. That's a cool story. I mean.
Yeah, I mean,
know, people,
at least.
People should realize that tomorrow it could happen to them.
That's right. And they also jump. They judge a book by its cover. The cover might not be as, exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. Exactly. But yet, you know, that cover may be on the inside very intelligent and easy to, you know. Mostly intelligent, but you can't judge that book by that cover because you don't know, you know.
You don't know the statues doing there.
Exactly.
Their life or whatever they're doing, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I understand. I don't know exactly how it is, but I understand.
I just thought I would chime in on that one.
Yeah, I'm happy that you do. Really happy that you
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Inner sight, matter glad. See why this show is so important?
Yeah.
You know, people can call and know that they're going to be heard.
That's right.
In the proper way.
Yeah.
You know, nobody's going to put down the disabled on my show, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. I'm going to move on. I just muted your mic, okay?
Thanks, Dan. Anything else?
Thanks, Dan. Well, let me open his mic. Sorry.
No,
sorry.
It's all right.
Anything else? You good?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Years ago, I got to tell a story in this connection because it really applies. Years ago, with my friend, where I used to work in the city, we found jobs for blind people, and we placed a lot of first blind teachers, social worker.
Oh, nice.
And we went on there was a guy called Long John Neville. He was a tall guy. He wasn't very big, but he was very tall. He had a big, high voice, and he was on WOR, I believe it was.
Oh, nice.
And he had a talk show, and he came on late at night.
Yeah.
And he invited us on the show, you know.
That was nice.
Some woman called in.
Yeah.
And complained about blind people who were outside during the day or whatever, soliciting money, you know. Well, this guy Neville hit the roof. "You won't put down the blind beggar on my show," he yelled. "And if you don't like it, don't call here."
Oh, my. He went far.
So I'll never forget that guy, you know.
He said,
"How do you know? Tomorrow it might be you." He's going.
That's right. Oh, my goodness.
And he went on and on to say that if these agencies did a better job, maybe people wouldn't have to do that, you know.
That's right.
And he's right. He was right.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, and I'll never forget that, so.
Yeah.
That's the message that I give out to whoever it was who, if they were laughing at Dan.
Yes.
You know, tomorrow it might be you.
It might be your turn.
And then we'll laugh at you. But we'll still help.
That's right.
In a sight, man of glass.
We'll laugh at you,
Monday.
But we'll still help you. I like that.
Yeah,
funny.
Of course.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see, tomorrow open mic. Friday night, don't forget Friday night, the funnies. We go a little crazy over there, you know.
Yes, we did.
Friday night.
We always
do. So we'll have a little fun on that and, you know, tune in Friday night. We usually do a lot of the old-time comedy and try to give it a new twist.
The 70s, you know? and 60s even.
All right. I want to thank all our callers. Inner Sight, Suzanne, co-host engineer.
You're welcome.
And beware of that vaccine stuff. I'll tell you, man. You don't know what's going on with that. There's too many contradictions. You know?
They're testing it on us. Let's just face it. You know?
What?
It's a one big old clinical trial. That's what it is.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't trust any of them. We'll be with you tomorrow night. Thank you so much. Inner Sight Means Freedom, Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090. And be careful out there and get more inner sight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we need a lot more. Inner sight. So thank you so much. Be with you tomorrow night on the open mic where you can talk about anything you want. And thanks. Over the 100,000 listeners, will get a new count on that tomorrow.
170.
All right, Inner
Sight. 1670.
Oh, 10670. All right, there it is. Goodbye, world. Thank you. Good night, everybody. Thank you. inner sight.
Good night, everyone.